Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I would like to affectionately welcome you for this last session of our 8-hour kirtan with a lot of dancing in the forest and for sure many realizations. I would like to just share with you before we start about 4 years ago, I made a pilgrimage to Badrinath, and we did a kirtan there in one of the ashrams. And at the end, everyone was in very good spirits, and the residents of Badrinath greeted me very affectionately, saying "Radhe, Radhe." Now, when I landed this year in Delhi, and the passport formalities had been satisfactorily done, you know, I was giving the immigration stamp a stamp. The man, the official, said "Radhe, Radhe" to me. I was thinking, how do the people of Badrinath in the Himalaya know "Radhe, Radhe"? And how does this official know "Radhe, Radhe"? And then I remembered something which I would like to tell you. It must have been because Krishna in the heart inspired them. Outside of Vrindavan, many, many people are becoming now aware of the glories of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna himself wanted to propagate those glories. It was when, you know, one fine morning in Braj, Krishna, 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 Krishna said to Brinda Devi and Purnamasi, "You must arrange an aerial voice, and this aerial voice should say, 'Srimati Radhika is the queen of Vrindavan, and we should have the coronation ceremony the day after tomorrow.'" So the next day, this voice came, booming voice from the sky. "Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and her coronation ceremony, where she will be officially crowned and be given the royal bath, is tomorrow. Everyone come." So on that evening, there was what you do before a ceremony, Adivas ceremony. And then the next day, many, many devatas appeared and bathed Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani looked so splendid when she ascended on the pedestal where her seat was. And she was very shy to move forward, but Purnamasi, Yogamaya, encouraged her, "No, Radhe, it is the will of the Lord. It's the will of Providence. You must accept this royal bath." And Srimati Radharani accepted, and all the Brijbasis came with presents. All the devatas came with presents, presenting her with extraordinary gifts. And then, when everything was over, she sat there alone on the throne, and Lalita was made the prime minister, who distributed services. So while this was going on, Krishna, who had been watching this Abhishek ceremony from the distance, arrived. Lalita Sakhi said, he said, "I wish to do a service in the kingdom of Radha." Lalita Sakhi said, "What will you do? You are just a cow herder. You are not very talented." And Krishna said, "I have one service which I want to do. I will be a constable, and means police officer, and I will go around Vrindavan as a herald, proclaiming the glories of Srimati Radharani. Jai Sri Radhe." So Radharani looked at him, amused, and said, "Tatastu, but you must first fulfill your application form." So the application form was very nice questions. "Whose father are you? Who's your father?" He wrote, I'm Syam, the son of Nanda Maharaj," and fulfilled all the applications. Then when this was over, Krishna said, "Oops, there's one problem. My flute is missing. Who has taken my flute? This is a dishonest government where things disappear all of a sudden." So Lalita said, No, "You are an incapable constable if on the first day after you filled your application, your most precious possession is already stolen. You can't even protect your own self." No, said Krishna, this is a dishonest government, and we must now request everyone of the Sakhis, maidservants, the servants in the government, to open their braids and reveal that they have not hidden their my flute and have not stolen it." So everyone did so, and then it. And Krishna said, "Also, but the flute was not to be found." And Krishna said, "Also, the prime minister has to prove his innocence. This is proper government procedure." So Lalita became very incensed, but she opened her braid as well. And guess what happened? The flute fell out of the braid. Krishna immediately smiled and said, "How can a government with a dishonest rogue as a prime minister be ever successful? I demand that Lalita steps back. She's not qualified." But Lalita got very angry and said, "You yourself have taken your flute and hid it in my braid. You are dishonest." So there were, in Braj, these are joyful jokes. Huh? They're very joyful. They joked and they laughed, and the gopis giggled with pleasure, and their cheeks became red from all the laughter. And Radharani was very much pleased. And then Radha said, "I have one request. I want that my very qualified constable sits now on the throne next to me, because I only have accepted this reign of Vrindavan as the very, very, on behalf of my beloved Syam Sunda." So then Krishna, laughing and joyfully playing, ascended the throne. There was a beautiful artik. So this is a pastime in brief. I intend to spend a little bit more time with it on the Govardhan retreat. But I wanted to say, Krishna himself wishes to proclaim the glories of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he himself wished that this Abhishek ceremony and then the coronation would take place. Srimati Radhika is known as being very, very merciful. To Krishna, to come to Krishna, you need high qualifications. But Radharani's heart is like butter, and it melts by the heat of compassion when she sees a person sincerely, honestly taking shelter at her lotus feet. Therefore, I think it is very nice that the people of Badrinath know Radhe Radhe. It's very nice that the Delhi officer, passport officer, or immigration officer knows Radhe Radhe. Her name is very prominent in the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare, that's Srimati Radharani. Krishna. Hare, second time. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Now we are already four times. Hare, Rama. Hare, Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare. I counted eight times. Her name is fully there in the Maha Mantra. So we will dedicate this last dedicate is not the way. We will offer this last mantra, this last session to Srimati Radharani.